Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This is interesting. It's not true. I believe that this is not true. This just sounds so stupid. Blake Lively's lawyers are extorting Taylor Swift to force her to say nice things about Blake. Supposedly, and this is, by the way, like Justin Baldoni's people are trying to say she's being coerced into doing this. I don't even know if it's them or if it's just coming from the camp or if this is one of those stupid stories that starts circulating and takes on a life of its own. But they're basically saying that Blake is threatening to release texts that Taylor Swift would find embarrassing if she doesn't testify on her behalf.
Well, this, if they had become less than good friends through this situation, this new twist is going to confirm that permanently for life.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you're going to leverage previous conversations to get me to lie on the stand? My response to anybody in that scenario would be, I have to sleep. I already can't sleep and I need to just tell the truth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell my truth.
And
I understand.
You can release the mean things I said about
whatever.
Tom Hiddleston 12 years ago.
Trust me, I'm married guy. We can look at the same damn thing in the same room and walk away with completely different ideas of what we just saw.
Yeah.
That happens daily. So I understand.
I'm just going to tell you what happened.
I'm going to tell you from my perspective on the stand, and if that means you're going to release some stuff that will make me look bad. Taylor Swift, she can take it. That lady's... Yeah. Rep is, you know, she's already dealt with whatever you'd call. She had snakes on the stage.
She did. Yeah. No, yeah. She's past it. She has stomped her reputation down and arisen from the ashes.
Yeah. She's.
I'm Taylor MF and Swift the whole time.
She's going to
really?
Be fine.
You're going to threaten me?
Someone
what?
Wrote in. I actually
in
made a note of it.
Era.
Someone wrote in and said, this Baldoni kid was in the bad guy in a CSI Miami show back in 07.
Oh.
And I thought, he would have been a kid. How old is that guy right now?
Well, he looks like he's about 40. So, yeah, he would have been maybe in his early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 41.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's true, but they wrote that in. I can't imagine that they got it wrong. So.
You know what's interesting about it is I really feel like I think you're saying that you don't know this guy from, like, I've never seen him before this.
I've only ever heard of him because of this.
Right.
And someone said he was in Jane the Virgin or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've watched, what show, who stars in that show?
Is that America Ferrera?
I thought America was Ugly
it's
Betty.
Not. America Ferrera.
But it's a Latina actress,
yes.
And it's like a...
Oh, wait, it is America Ferrera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no, I typed in Ugly
Gina
Betty.
Rodriguez.
I typed in Ugly
Gina
Betty
Rodriguez. Gina Rodriguez.
Whoever
Gina
it
Rodriguez,
is.
The same Gina Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious things? Was it?
No.
Oh, that's Michelle Rodriguez,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it called, the Latino, the Hispanic soap operas?
Telenovela?
That's what that show is sort of like, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I have seen that. So I have seen him. I just didn't know it.
So, and I'm with you. Like, I had never seen that. I had never seen him in anything. And, but it isn't super surprising that a guy who's at age 41 had gotten whatever he needed support-wise, producer-wise, to get a movie like this out. Maybe it was casting Blake in it, and that gave him some cachet or whatever. But he somehow had acquired the rights to this book to do the It Ends With Us. And that is a good movie. I mean, it's clearly a mainstream. That is no indie film. It's a major production. So I feel like, okay, it kind of makes, like, I've never seen him in anything, but it does kind of make sense that since his 20s, he's been angling for this dream of his. So
and this is what he got for it. Congratulations.
Yes, I know. You're world famous overnight, and there's a takedown happening. I do feel for the guy. I really do.
I don't know what to make of any of it.
What? Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.